Several countries and territories in Asia have gotten praise for flattening the curve of the coronavirus. South Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Singapore had clear, deliberate strategies to contain it, and slowing the spread prevents healthcare systems from getting overwhelmed. But these places can't celebrate just yet. They're now seeing a new spike in cases of COVID-19. The World's Patrick Gwynn joins us from Bangkok. These countries and territories, Patrick, the progress looks so promising. What happened?
The consensus seems to be that they were doing a lot of things right, but some of these countries and territories let their guard down, right? And so cases started resurging. You know, the whole planet is shutting down now. All these countries are closing their borders. And so you have people from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, from South Korea who want to come home. And some of those people that came home brought the virus back with them. So what all of these countries are doing, they all have slightly different tactics, but what they're all doing now is they're going to double back and aggressively hammer on what was working the first time.
So what did they do at first that worked so well?
Well, the first thing is they're still scarred by past outbreaks. Everyone took it seriously from day one. I spoke to a doctor named Joseph Zhang. He's an infectious diseases expert in Hong Kong. And he told me, hey, we've seen SARS. So if anyone was going to come out and say it was a hoax, that would be ridiculous.
We all in Hong Kong are very panicked so as not to allow the same painful experience to happen again in Hong Kong.
And that painful experience is, of course, SARS. The other thing is, you know, let's be really straight. A huge factor here is universal healthcare. All of these places have it. And I know this is a political live wire in the U.S., but compared to what South Korea has, Hong Kong has, Singapore has, where you can go get yourself checked without worrying about some sort of crushing medical bill. Another huge factor is mass testing. America's rate of testing, the percent of the population being tested, is, last I checked, Marco, lower than Iran and way lower than a country like Wow. South Korea or a territory like Hong Kong. So, you know, why is South Korea testing three times as many people as the U.S. when it has a much smaller population, six times smaller? When you know who has it, you can tell where the virus is, who's got it. You can form a coherent containment strategy. And the U.S. at this point just doesn't have the data.
And then there's contact tracing, which has taken place in countries like South Korea. How has that helped?
If you get COVID-19, authorities will start tracing every little detail of your life in a way that's probably more intrusive than most Americans would want to tolerate. But they'll go into your phone, they'll interview you, they'll look at surveillance cameras, they'll try to see if you're lying, and then people in your neighborhood around the country will start getting a text saying, a 40-year-old man got COVID-19, this guy has gone to this bar at this time, people have had their secret affairs exposed because of this. So that is something that's really worked in South Korea.
Is there something Americans can start doing, though, that has worked in, say, Hong Kong?
Yes. So Dr. Zhang, the disease expert in Hong Kong who I talked to, he says, yeah, there's something he's surprised Americans aren't doing, and it's wearing masks in public.
For the Western people, they usually think that only when you are sick, you need to wear masks. But I strongly advise people in the United States to consider wearing masks.
Patrick, experts disagree on the effectiveness of masks, but we know public habits around masks are different across Asia than they are here, right?
Yeah, experts in Asia tend to say it is a good idea to wear masks. I know the CDC and the World Health Organization, they'll say if you're not showing symptoms, don't wear a mask. But in countries like South Korea and places like Taiwan and Hong Kong, everybody wants to have a mask, and the government makes it a priority to make sure you have one. And the logic here is, look, we know that some of the biggest spreaders don't show symptoms. So if everyone will agree to wear a mask in public, just in case, it's seen as a moral duty and a civic duty for society.
So that's the view from East Asian public health officials. The World's Patrick Gwynn in Bangkok, in his apartment, in self-isolation, following those rules. Patrick, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks, Marco.